Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Two more days. Two more freaking days until Yankee baseball and the World Series begins out in Los Angeles. Welcome in to Evan and Tiki. Sean Morris, Tiki Barber here. Evan and Loogie will join us at some point, either very soon or within this afternoon. Congratulations to Craig Carton, New York Broadcasters Hall of Fame, getting inducted today. Evan went out to sports.
I thought they were just skipping work.
No, that's what Evan did yesterday.
Yeah, but congratulations, Craig. That's an awesome honor. Well deserved.
Absolutely well deserved. So a lot of the crew went out there. I know the morning show was out there, so having a good afternoon there. But Evan, I think, is going to come back in. Is he healthy off yesterday's day off? We have no idea. But if he's not, everybody at this Hall of Fame induction, enjoy the next week of being sick. Now, that being said, David Stern spoke today. We'll get into plenty of that. I can't wait for Evan to come back and hear some of these clips. Wouldn't be so quick to think you're getting Juan Soto, Mets fans. Obviously, the Knicks suffered just a brutal game one loss, but it is just one of 82. Nice shot, Mikal Bridges, in the first half.
There were some silver linings, but not a ton of them.
No, hard to be positive, Tommy, today. We'll check in with him. But of course, though, we have to begin 2 days away with the World Series. And for anybody out there wondering, looking, stressing out, clicking over and over again, oh, how do I tell my wife? How am I going to spend this money on World Series tickets? Don't worry. Listen here on Friday. Boomer and Geo, Sal, BT, and of course, us here on Evan and Tiki. We are all giving away tickets to the World Series on Friday. So you're going to want to keep it locked here. But with the World Series on my mind, Tiki, and we talked yesterday, Nestor Cortez, what the Yankees do with their pitching. I kind of indicated, unless I full-blown said it, I do think deep down, as it lays days away, that the Yankees are going to lose this World Series. I hope that's not the case. And again, card subject to change as I continue to get revved up. That's just what my inner gut was telling me. What I didn't know or what I didn't think about until I woke up this morning and heard Brian Cashman, of which we'll hear from a little bit, is that forget what I think is going to happen. What needs to happen? The Yankees need to win this World Series.
Why? Why? What did Cashman do?
Well, Brian Cashman was on High Heat on MLB Network with our old buddy Mad Dog Russo yesterday. And he did something in talking about the Yankees going to the World Series that drove me nuts. Because he did something that I would do, that maybe BT would do, that maybe McMonagle or Keith would do, any of the great Yankee fans we have at the station. He referenced missing out on a championship already because of the cheating Astros. Let's hear what he had to say.
I hate that 15-year thing because I don't think it accurately reflects history. But regardless, we're proud to be where we are now. I think, without a doubt, our baseball ops, our organization led by our owner, Hal Steinbrenner, I think we put a championship-caliber team out on the field every year that you can dream big things on. And this year's version has happened to punch through so far, and hopefully we can take advantage of it by winning four more games.
Now, hold on. The 15-year thing he's talking about is both winning a World Series
and being there
being in a World Series.
Yes, 2009.
So if he's going to talk about being in the World Series, then maybe I can hear it and be like, yeah, you know, you're probably right. Those stupid cheating Astros. If he's talking about winning a World Series, come on. Just because you got cheated out in the ALCS, at least allegedly, because I don't know if Manfred actually handed down the right punishment, but whatever.
It's just a piece of metal.
It's just a piece of metal. Let's just say that you still had to win the damn thing.
You're right, and we will never know if they weren't cheating what happened. But I can't stomach that from my general manager ahead of this World Series
team. Who cares?
He cares. That's the problem.
But why does he care is the question. And it's not something in a testy interview. It wasn't like
he dropped it casually.
He dropped it casually because I'm assuming I didn't hear Mad Dog's question. I'm assuming Mad Dog's question was, "You made it here for the first time in 15
years."
That was
it. Nice fluff question. How's it feel to be back?
So he preemptively goes out of his way to bring it up
and say, the 15-year thing bothers me because, you know, of what happened there with the Astros. He cannot, as the general manager, keep harping on this. The 2024 Yankees have had an incredible run. But a run
yes.
that I officially, as a fan, will never forget, and that doesn't mean it's finished yet. But if you, the general manager, are thinking the same way Bob from Bayside is thinking, that's a problem. Because here's the other problem with this, Tiki. Who did the Astros beat in that cheating World Series? You remember?
No, I don't.
The Dodgers.
Oh.
Now, yes, Otani wasn't there. Oh. Yes, Yamamoto wasn't there.
That's a coincidence.
Yeah, a little coincidence. Also, Juan Soto and Jazz Chisholm weren't here. So they are separate teams. This is a different Yankee team. It's a much different Dodger team. But if you're still thinking that the Yankees got robbed of a World Series as the general manager, not as a fan of the team, that just tells me in this World Series, facing the team the Astros did face, at least the franchise, the Yankees need to win this because they need to stop worrying about the damn Astros. Right,
yeah, they need. If the Yankees win this World Series and Brian Cashman brings up 15 years ago again, then he needs to be immediately fired for negligence of what's going on right now.
Right.
This is why I hate history sometimes. I mean, history is informative. It tells you about certain aspects of life or sports, etc., or individuals to be more specific. But history has nothing to do with the 2024 New York Yankees.
Correct.
It has absolutely no bearing on how Juan Soto and Glaber and Judge and Stanton and Garrett Cole and everybody else are going to play in this World Series. In fact, I mean, maybe Aaron Judge thinks about it. Maybe. But very few of them are going to think about the Astros. And well, so to bring it to the front, to the forefront of consciousness on the eve of eves of the World Series makes no sense to me.
It just, Cashman missed the mark. There's no other way to say it. He missed the mark by bringing this up. I felt this way at the time, Tiki, and you're right. Sensible minds would tell you they still didn't win the World Series. I felt as a fan the Yankees got robbed. Many people did. It was a big deal and a big story. Aaron Judge, you know what he hasn't said to a microphone this entire year? He hasn't brought up the Astros.
Right.
Every time Evan and Tommy tried to coax us into, don't you want to finish the story? Don't you want to beat the Astros? You said it. I said it. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. This is so far gone past this now, and it's a new Yankee, still part of the Yankee core, but it's still a new Yankee core when you consider some of these guys I brought up. Soto and obviously, you know, Jazz and go on, and Volpe and go on and on. It's a different kind of team.
Well, who was there? I mean,
well, Stanton was there. Judge was there.
Was Glaber?
Stanton was there, right? See, this is the problem. Glaber was there. That was his first year.
Right.
And this is the problem.
That's the thing. It's nobody who cares.
It's so far gone now.
Exactly.
The general manager cannot have the Houston Astros and their cheating 2017 season on his mind when being asked about the 2024 Yankees. It's done. It's finished. Nothing's changing that. It's just like getting a Heisman Trophy taken away. You know the guy still won the Heisman. It's just like having an NCAA banner taken down because guys were getting illegal massages and car washes. We all saw it happen. The Astros won that World Series. Get over it,
right.
Cashman.
I
flip the page because we have.
I remember back in that 2017, I actually was mad about it.
I was too.
Just how egregious the cheating was.
Right.
So I was mad about it. And then I wasn't even as huge of a baseball consumer as I have become in the last 5 or so years. But I remember just thinking about the magnitude of the cheating. That annoyed me. It just pissed me off. But to use it as the flag to wave of why we weren't. Okay, go the next year, or go the following year, or the year after that, or the year after that, or the year after that, or the year after that. Now you're up to seven. Now you're to now, right? Why all those intermediate? What happened those other years?
Exactly.
They were crapshoots.
Remember, they were crapshoots. And Tiki, this is also what bothers me. And the Yankees.
I wonder if it bothers a Yankee fan.
Well, and that's where I want to find out at 888-808-1019. Should Brian Cashman still be...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bringing up the Astros
here.
But
does a fan think, does it bother the Yankee fan?
Well, it should, because our focus shouldn't be on that. And Tiki, look at that banner next to you.
Look at,
what does that say?
It says A-Rod Day.
I love A-Rod. Thank you for the 2009 World Series. Who's kidding who? Are we sure the 09 World Series was a clean one for the Yankees?
No.
The Phillies 2 years ago when they made the World Series, did anybody in Philadelphia go, it shouldn't have been that long a drought. Did we forget 09, A-Rod and everything? No, they don't.
No.
You cannot have that loser mentality when your team is in a World Series and so worried about, well, it shouldn't be a 15-year drought. You're here now.
Right.
You're here now. 2017 is dead. It's buried. Don't sit there as a general manager and have that in your brain, your processing. The best way to build a team to keep moving this forward is to throw that crap out. I'm sorry. I thought this was a real blemish on the Yankees ahead of this World Series that I didn't need as a fan.
Well, it's an unnecessary reminder.
Yeah.
Of history.
Yes.
It doesn't matter to this team. And maybe there's a couple of guys, again, that it matters to. But most of them, it will not matter to at all. They won't even think about it.
No.
In fact, they're probably boys with some of those guys on that Houston Astros team. I'm serious. And they probably know.
Yeah.
Right? They get it. They understand. It is what it is. You're not cheating. You're not trying type of thing. They got caught. So you're
right.
Granted, there was no penalty, but still, they got caught.
And look, he wasn't on the 17 team, but he joined the Astros shortly thereafter. The Yankees had no problem signing Gerrit Cole, who was in that clubhouse.
Right.
Helping him, right? Yeah. Exactly. I mean, come on. It's absurd. So anyway, that's where we begin. Brian Cashman bringing up the Houston Astros. And
2017, I hate bringing up the 15 years.
The 15 years does exist. And as Tiki alluded to, there are plenty of other years for the Yankees to get here. And they are here. It's now 2 days away from game one in freaking Los Angeles. Start focusing on the Dodgers if you're Brian Cashman and stop worrying about the damn past. 888-808-1019. Anthony in Westchester. Anthony, what's up? You're on Evan and Tiki. What's going on?
What's up, guys? So this whole Cashman thing, I mean, I'm arguing with my buddies about it too right now. The reason the Yankees really lost in 2017, if people actually want to look at stuff, yes, Houston did cheat. Do you guys know how many runs the Yankees scored in the four games in Houston in 2017?
I forget.
Three.
See, okay,
three. They scored
Anthony,
three.
See, Anthony, you just teed us up. Guess who forgot? Me and Tiki. Because right. Cashman should be forgetting that.
Exactly.
The offense went cold. Besides the fact, why are we even talking about this? Why is Cashman bringing this up? It's been 15 years. We're in the World Series. MLB got exactly what they wanted after last year getting Arizona and Texas. We should be looking forward. Look at the offense now. They're still not even clicking on all cylinders. That's the scary part. See what happens starting on Friday. Forget about 2017. Forget about 19. Forget about the crapshoots and the years we had Lyle Overbay, Travis Hafner, Chris Carter, guys who never should have been Yankees. Forget this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the challenge is, and appreciate your call, Ant. The challenge is now we're all talking about 2017 or why we shouldn't be talking about 2017 instead of focusing on right now. And you don't need a distraction from this. This is a big deal, right?
Right?
This is one of the best Yankees teams in a long time, from construction, pitching staff, even bullpen. Even though there were some fits and starts across throughout the season,
they feel complete.
They feel like a complete team.
Right.
Why are we worried about something that already happened?
Right. And all those years, and he brought up the not hitting in the clutch. I don't know about you, Tiki. I saw a lot of freaking clutch hitting versus Cleveland in the ALCS.
Absolutely. And Juan Soto was a perfect guy. Stanton is another one who had he was the ALCS MVP. So it's all here.
Yes.
For the Yanks. It's all here.
Yeah. Alex Verdugo, Anthony Volpe, they all weren't here. Brian Cashman, stop worrying about the past. Abe in Brooklyn. Abe, what's up?
Hi, guys. Good afternoon, Tiki.
What's up?
It's funny you guys are talking about the Cashman. You know, I think you guys are right. I can't worry about 2017 anymore. Forget it. You know, why do we care about 2017?
If the Yankees weren't here, it would be relevant.
Yeah.
But the Yankees are here.
Right? So, that's it? The Astros aren't. The Astros are dead.
Yes.
Dead.
And they probably...
They are. No, you're right. They're dead. And we don't... Why do we care about what they're doing now?
We don't.
Listen, I'm glad
we don't.
They took care of them.
And you know what? Thanks for the call, Abe. If Brian Cashman wanted to say this, if the Yankees lost to the Dodgers, we'd be even more furious because it's a loser mentality. He was teed up for a question that didn't have to have that answer.
No.
It should have all been about this team. Yankee fans don't want to hear about the dead and buried past right now. That's it.
No.
And to me, my general manager thinking about that, I don't know why. It just doesn't sit well with me.
No, it doesn't, because it also makes you go back there.
Right. And it gives the Yankees the complacency of excuses still, too.
Mm.
Like, are him and Aaron Boone, if this is what they've been collaborating on the past couple of years? Remember, you know, really, the Yankees got screwed in 2017. Like, that should be no top of mind here.
It shouldn't be, especially now.
And if you lose to the Dodgers this year, I don't want to hear about the Astros. I don't want to hear about 2017.
Right. You got your chance.
Right, because this is your chance versus the Dodgers. And I don't want to hear this is a better Dodger team, too. It's a better Yankee team. Absolutely is, with Juan Soto and company. GK in Chestertown. GK, what's up?
Hey, what's going up, guys? Cashman's making this bittersweet for me. I'm a Yankee fan. I've been a Yankee fan for a long time. The man is a bad GM at this point. This team is winning.
No, he's a good GM. He messages things incorrectly, but he's a good GM.
You can't say he didn't put together a good team this year, GK. They're in the World Series.
I don't like this team. I mean,
Stop. Let's pause for a second. Forget what he said about Astros. Why do you not like this team?
You know what? The team is winning in spite of him because the league is average. And just because the league is average doesn't make this team a great team. It is average to good at best.
No, because
you're playing.
You're not telling a lie there. I mean, 98 wins was the number one.
That's the plan. Okay. I hope the rest of baseball is bad and then hope your average team passes the finish line at that point. That is a horrible plan.
GK, first of all, Luis Gil, he found out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay? He finally seemed to have groomed another good starting pitcher in Clark Schmidt. He found Luke Weaver off the scrap heap. By the way, found Clay Holmes off the scrap heap as well. He did something. We're going to have a grand offseason conversation. In fact, we'll talk about it a little bit with David Stearns about Juan Soto. Guess who was aggressive in getting Juan Soto in the building for this 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Cashman was. We all hated it, and I did too. What happened with Giancarlo? Guess what? He made the move for a guy who basically became Mr. October. They've brought up Austin Wells. I have been the vocal leader in the anti-Brian Cashman move. They are in the World Series on a roster that feels pretty complete. As much as he had a lot of misses here,
yeah.
This is a good Brian Cashman.
By the way, don't forget, he traded for Jazz Chisholm this year.
Yes!
The Miami team that was just sinking fast. Right. He's like, give me that guy.
He's not perfect, and he's had a ton of flaws, and I think he's a big part of why the Yankees have had a 15-year drought.
Right.
But he's also a big reason the 15-year drought is ending.
So let's be clear. We're not hitting at him as a GM.
No!
This isn't Brian Cashman stinks. This is... Brian Cashman doesn't need to be worrying about what happened in 2017.
Right. Let the guy in the barroom argue with somebody from Houston on a business trip about that. As we're days away from a Dodger World Series, the Astros should be the furthest thing from the Yankees' minds. I hate to bring this back to the Mets and everything we talked about yesterday with the parade. It's a loser mentality.
It is. Hell, we tried to work the Astros into this Yankee conversation a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Like, who do we not want to face?
Right.
Who cares who we have to face?
Who cares?
Whoever it is going to be in the way. Kind of like the Royals were in the way, just like the Guardians were in the way.
And now I can't help but wonder if Brian Cashman wanted to face the Astros or whether he really wanted to avoid them, because clearly he was still thinking about
them. They're not cheating anymore.
Yeah,
I don't think.
We don't think. You never know who is in baseball.
It's true.
But again, you know, be a hypocrite. The number 13 hangs here in this studio because of A-Rod Day. Again, Evan and Tiki. Evan and Loogie will be here at some point, wrapping up the Craig Carton New York Broadcasters Hall of Fame induction. Congrats to Craig. And remember, Friday, tickets, World Series here on this show and on the station all day long. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. It's a big Hall of Fame day. Craig Carton in the Radio Broadcasting Hall of Fame. That's where Evan and Loogie are. They'll be with us at some point. I'm also seeing some other Hall of Fame news here. Breaking news. The Pro Football Hall of Fame has now reduced its list to 50 candidates for the class of 2025 for the modern era player category. I'm seeing a name on here. Tiki Barber is one of the 50 candidates.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Thank
now,
you.
Tiki, second straight year you're here. You're knocking on the door. Congratulations on making it this far.
Thank you.
Let's get you in the freaking room.
Three more steps to go.
Right, but let's get you in the room where they can hear an argument for Tiki Barber,
right.
Please.
I want to be in the room where it happens.
Yes.
You don't know that, do you?
I don't.
Aaron Burr, Hamilton.
See, I
in the room where
I still didn't see. You're going to have to ask me after the Yankees
watch it. You have to watch it.
It's on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus. You're going to have to watch
it. Can I wait for a baseball season end? I can't come up for air right now.
Yes. There's a good list that's out there now because we just got it a little bit ago. Gary Myers called me right before the show. I couldn't answer because we're getting ready to go on air. I'm like, Gary, why are you calling me so early or a minute before 2 o'clock? And he sent me the news. So we know now it's out there. And there's also another giant in the top 50. Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
First ballot Hall of Famer, our first ballot Hall of Fame candidate this year. So
I love this. By the way, this is a no-brainer to me for everybody in that room and voting. Let's get, as Loogie and Evan would like to say in their wrestling world, let's finish the story. Let's get Tiki and Eli in the same damn class.
Well, they let the Jets take it over 2 years ago when my brother got in.
Right. Klecko and Revis. And by the way, Canton, did you like that New York money coming in your little travel situation for that weekend? Let's get the Giants in the Hall of Fame game next year. And let's let Tiki and Eli, let's get them in the same class. So, Tiki, this is awesome, man. Congratulations. Obviously, a lot more work to do. And hopefully they come to their senses. I mean, look, as great and as awesome as guys like Marshall Faulk, Marcus Allen were, there are a few people like them that did everything in three phases, including the return game. Tiki Barber is the other one.
Thank you. They deserve to be. They didn't do it in the return game, just so you know.
I thought those were the three that had the...
No, 10,000 yards rushing, 5,000 receiving.
Oh, okay.
But I also have 1,000 yards returns.
Are you the only one to do that then? Oh, so I had that wrong.
There you go.
So either way, all-purpose pass.
All right. All-purpose.
You know what that means, Tiki?
You know what it was?
You don't need me in the room because I'll get the argument.
The more you can do.
That's it. Yes, and look, everybody...
Yeah, it's exciting, but it's still just the first stage.
I know, but listen, you can't get to a third stage without being at the first stage, right?
Right point.
And I will just tell you, for anybody out there listening who might be in the room, and this doesn't mean because I'm sitting next to him, I'm a 37-year-old Giant fan. A lot of Giant fans like me can agree. And think about what you go to MetLife Stadium to see on Sundays now. There was no better feeling than leaving a game after Tiki rushed for a $1.50 and banging on that freaking ramp that now goes to American Dream and chanting Tiki Barber's name. Those were thrills. Get this man, Ken. That's it. I mean, we're putting Craig in the broadcasting. Can we put Tiki? Can't, please?
I appreciate it. Thank you, Sean.
Now, if this happens, Tiki, Evan and
we got to do the show out there.
All right, I'm just making sure we're invited for the ride.
Without a doubt.
You know what I mean? All right, good.
Your family now.
I'll pick up the tab at Perkins for breakfast. It's a good Perkins.
Perkins?
Yeah, I love a good Perk. Don't hate on Perkins.
Is that the top of the list?
Well, listen, Canton, let's be honest. There's not a lot of Ruth's Chris sitting around
there. Yeah, Rondé's Hall of Fame dinner was a hike out. It wasn't close.
You had to go far. Yes.
Really hey, Teak, the Hall of Fame dinner at Applebee's. Don't knock until you try it.
Bro, I'm good with that. You got alcohol?
That's right.
Hey, $5 margaritas.
That's it. A little frozen margarita and a boneless wing. Am I man in Canton? I love it. 888-808-1019. You can go back on the Rewind app, top of the show. We talked about Brian Cashman still bringing up the Astros as he did yesterday to Mad Dog Russo and thinking, oh, it really shouldn't be a 15-year drought. And personally, as a Yankee fan, as we head towards 2 days away from the World Series, that should be the last thing on the general manager's mind. Let's go to Matt in Franklin Square. Matt, what's up?
What up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, boys? What's going on?
All's good.
Real quick, I love that Cashman brought this up. I'm glad it shows he kind of takes it. He took that personal, and he's kind of, you know, chose his competitive nature.
Yeah, but it was 15. It was 7 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what kills me, Teak?
What's that?
So that whole cheating scandal came out November 2019, right?
Yes.
2020, you know, we all know what happened in 2020.
Right.
As a fan, we never got our pound of flesh.
No.
I didn't get to go to Yankee Stadium, my trash can, and bang it when Altuve was up.
Good point.
I didn't get to whistle like a moron with Bregman, but
Alex Bregman off the bat.
Right.
And that really, listen, that's
like, no, you know what?
Matt,
you know why you're also right about that? Because they didn't get punished.
Right.
There was no repercussion for them.
No, Altuve still strolls to the plate.
Not for the players. It was repercussion for the general manager.
A.J. Hinch and
Lunau. They got, you know, their careers derailed for a minute, though A.J. Hinch is back at it. But
what do you want with a pound of flesh? We chant F. Altuve every time he comes to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
It sucks. The Yankees definitely were cheated out of that. But let's be real, Yankee fans. We had PED users on all of our World Series teams, like it or not. Now, other teams were cheating that the Yankees beat.
True.
But that's just the fact of the matter. I hated it. I thought they were cheated out of. Those couple years stung with me. It is 2024, and the Yankees have lost two games in this entire postseason. The Astros are dead and buried on their third manager since. Stop worrying about why this has been a 15-year drought and embrace the fact that the drought can be over four more wins.
I think the biggest thing for me about it is, what can you do about it?
You can beat the Dodgers.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's the only thing you can do is go win the World Series and have people not even think about it anymore. If the Yankees win a World Series, re-sign Juan Soto, and just are perennial competitors deep into the postseason, nobody is talking about a 15-year drought. I mean, they'll bring it up, but they're not going to talk about, there's that one Astros year where they cheated. Or maybe there were two of those years that they cheated, but who knows? Like, nobody's going to talk about it. Just go win. It washes history. Winners wash history, period.
And it washed the Brian Cashman reputation, right? Because what have we done for the last couple of years? Is Cashman a good enough gentleman? I've been leading
He's a good one. He just can't win it.
Right.
He's a good one. He just can't bring that complete roster together. He's a good one, but there's always something missing. He's a good one, but he puts too much weight or heft onto whoever the skip is, whoever the manager is, and it prevents them from reaching their peak, etc. You go win a championship, a World Series right now, you can't say nothing about Brian Cashman. I'm serious.
This is exactly it. If the Yankees go finish off this Dodger team led by Ohtani and they win the World Series, Brian Cashman now has, you know, obviously the 90s World Series, if people don't want to credit him, he is credited with the 09 World Series. He would have this one. Nobody will give a damn that they didn't win the 2000, because you remember now the next thing, they've won.
Yes.
If Brian Cashman and the Yankees lost this World Series, never got back, and in 5, 6, 7 years, Brian Cashman's no longer the GM, and he wants to go revisit the Astro thing, well, that's his bone to pick, because that means 09 is the last World Series.
Yes.
This is the wrong week to bring that up. Unprompted. It cannot be on your mind. It's a loser mentality as the general manager to have that on your mind. And I know it doesn't affect the guys on the field. I know that deep down, it shouldn't affect any guys that weren't here in 2017, but just the organizational mentality for that to be on your mind ahead of this series with the Dodgers, to me, is a big-time problem. All right, Chris in Bayshore. Chris, what's up, man?
Yeah, hey, guys. Great show. Listen, Tiki, you're a Hall of Famer, no question. Former season ticket holder. Really enjoyed watching you play.
Appreciate you, man.
I just got something on the two pitching staffs. I think that the reason the Yankees will win the series is because their staff, top to bottom, is just better. I think the only guy in L.A. that's really a shutdown guy, at least from the Yankees' point of view, might be Trinan. I think that's it. I think that, you know, as deep as the Yankees go, I think that'll be the reason why they win.
And I'll say this, Chris, for anybody that might have missed it, at least the first three games starting pitching matchups have been announced. It'll be Flaherty versus Cole in game one. As good as Flaherty has been for the Dodgers, I know Cole has had two out of his three starts that are iffy. Come on. This is Gerrit Cole, your ace. This is what you paid him for the World Series. The Yankees edge pitching there.
Yes.
Game two is going to be Yamamoto at home versus Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon has pitched well in the ALCS. I know everyone wants to disagree with me with that.
Yeah.
Yamamoto, let's see him on this stage in a World Series. I'm going to call pitching edge slightly to L.A., but I got to see it here from Yamamoto.
Both have
blow-up potential in this spot.
That's the problem. I think it's actually even. I'd call that one even.
Even. Okay.
I'd call game two even from a pitching matchup.
And game three, Walker Buehler has been up and down, is going up against Clark Schmidt, who has been fine for the Yankees two times through the orders here. I can't definitively give that pitching edge. And then by the time you get to game four, for whatever you want to say, it could be Gerrit Cole.
Right. Walker Buehler was amazing in game six against the Mets.
Sure.
That's not been him all season.
Not been him all year. So you could potentially get a bullpen game versus Luis Gil in game four, too?
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely getting a bullpen game. I mean, they basically have intimated that.
Unless they're down 3-0 and they want to go three days rest or whatever to Flaherty.
Right.
But
that's not good for Flaherty.
No,
the second
it's not.
Time around with the Mets, he got beat up a little bit.
Exactly.
And so the Yankees have the edge.
Definitely.
Pitching-wise. There's no doubt about it. And I think the only thing, as a Yankee fan, observer, IBO, whatever you want to say, that you worry about with them is bats going silent. That's the only thing you worry about. Now,
Which is what did the Mets in for too many innings 100%, in the
NLCS. But I think at this stage, it feels like that's not happening to Gleyber Torres. He's been one of the best leadoff hitters in the postseason.
Right.
Period.
Starts every game off on base.
Juan Soto, you know he's getting on base, right, hits or otherwise. You know, Carlos Stanton, we've had this conversation 15 times in the last 2 weeks. Stop counting him out because of what he does in the regular season. The dude mashes in the postseason. Yep. So there is some risk, but I don't think it's as bad or as scary as it used to be.
And go back to the pitching part of this. The Yankee lineup, I am truly confident in more than any lineup in the last 8 years that while they will have their innings that frustrate you with those strand runners or whatever, they will find their pathway to 5, 6, 7 runs versus this kind of pitching staff because that's the kind of lineup this has been.
Right.
And they've now earned our trust through two series. The Dodgers won this series in 6 games because the Mets pitching couldn't stop walking them.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees pitchers, now Luis Gil could be erratic in that game 4. They should not be walking a million batters in this game. And that is how the Dodgers ended up ultimately exploding for so many of those big run totals because of unnecessary batters on base. The Yankee pitching edge, with all due respect to the year the Mets had, and it's unfortunate that this is where this comes up in a two-team town because if the Mets were the, I don't know, the Florida Marlins, we wouldn't care about saying this.
No.
The Yankee pitching is better than the Mets pitching. As good a year as the Mets pitchers had, they shouldn't be walking the ballpark the way the Mets pitchers
did. Right. That's it. They were good until it mattered.
Period. Stop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Zoo. I don't mean it's not an anti-Mets thing.
Fair.
That's all I'm saying.
You as Mets fan, you're saying the same thing.
I mean, if they don't walk 24 batters in the first 3 games, different series.
Of course. And that's what the Yankees got to avoid to do. That was the blueprint. And it still took the Dodgers 6 games getting it done there. 888-808-1019. Kyle in West Orange. Kyle, what's up?
What's up, guys? First, I want to say congratulations to Tiki.
Thank you, man.
You are an excellent player, and I mean, you did everything. You worked the field. You even worked the concession stands, and then came back for a touchdown.
Hey.
This man, and you did it with
Kyle,
class.
The more you can do, that's what they say. It keeps you around. The more you can do, because I sucked for some years in there, so I did have to work the concessions and bring water.
And then you let it. And then what did you do? You worked on it. And you became a force to be reckoned with.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So congratulations. Craigie, congratulations to you. And I just want to say, when Evan comes back, he's going to go off on all of you guys. However, I wish he was here because I love it. But Cashman, he's got a little attitude. I like that.
Oh, he's feeling himself.
What can you do about it?
Oh, he's feeling himself, Kyle.
Sign Soto. Sign Glaber. Sign Soto. Get something. I tell you what, I hate Houston. I hate their uniforms. I hate the little, horrible with the hill in the back and the left field, the center field. It's like a pocket. It's like what I had out here as a kid. I hate it. I hate it. I can't stand it. Little clown uniforms. You know what you do? You sign one of their stars.
Oh.
You sign one of their guys. Bring them into the Yankees. How does it feel? Wearing that. How does that uniform look good on you?
Yeah.
You look good in that.
Well, Kyle, we already did that, to be fair, with Gerrit Cole. But.
Yeah, true.
Well, Gerrit Cole's really a Pittsburgh Pirate, to be honest with you, and they should have picked him up from that. They should have signed him when they had the chance or whatever.
But who do you want? Who do you want to steal?
He probably wants Bregman, but...
I do want Bregman. You actually took it right out of my... Yes,
you know
I want Bregman.
Kyle?
Yes, I want that.
Let the Mets have Bregman when they don't get Soto. How about that? Because I got my third baseman. His name's Jazz Chisholm Jr., and I love him. Now, he's got to not swing out of his shoes in the World Series.
Right.
But I love the transition he's made at third base. It's always an adventure.
It is.
It's always an adventure.
Bregman had an okay year.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great.
For the first time, and this is probably a credit to the Yankees and the job they've done, Bregman's fine. If you're signing Soto, I have no interest in Alex Bregman. Does nothing for me if Jazz Chisholm's your third baseman. Am I wrong?
I trust Jazz Chisholm.
Of course.
He's had a rough postseason, but I mean.
So what? He's still got a great arm at third base.
So I was going to say, Sean, you love your third baseman hitting 120 in the playoffs?
No.
Look, I don't, but here's what I love about Jazz Chisholm. If you're going to hit 120, number one, throw everybody out, which he's done. Again, every play seems to be an adventure, but he's learning it on the fly. He had the right attitude when he got traded to the Yankees, went and played a position he's never played before, number one. Number two, you know, he's added a different kind of energy and spark. He had that attitude in the Royal Series where he was defending Volpe, yelling back. You know, he's got swagger to him. He's got edge to him. He's got a little Nick Swisher in him. And I think the Yankees, he's not a stale player. The Yankees needed somebody like that. Yes, I don't want him hitting 120. Also, I remember the Royal Series and the one game they lost, he came up in the ninth inning and hit a home run. And he was the one yelling at the dugout to wake up. He's a guy to wake you up if your team is dead, and I like that.
Yeah, he fits in well with the rest of the Yankees. He can't run the bases either.
You know, boy, who's in the World Series right now?
The Yankees and okay. The Dodgers.
Get lost with the negativity. 888-808-1019. Boy, there's a lot of people, Teak, very unhappy the Yankees are here.
Right.
I'm not. And if you are happy they're here, listen to us Friday because you can win tickets to get into the World Series. How good is that? And we don't know where they are right yet, Tiki.
Where the seats are?
Front row, last row.
I needed to look to see if Jazz had postseason experience. If this year was...
Florida.
He did, but it was...
Miami, I guess.
Yeah, Miami with Miami. But, I mean, it was three games.
Yeah.
He had 12 at-bats in three games.
I know it's the playoffs. The wild card round, you're playing the Phillies. Is that really the playoffs? It ain't the playoffs like we're talking about right now.
In Miami, nonetheless.
Yeah, exactly. There are people in Miami who forget that he played in the playoffs. 888-808-1019. Donna in Huntington. Donna, what's up?
What up, Donna?
Hi, guys. I finally got through 1 hour and 45 minutes on hold.
I guess you weren't calling our show. What's up, Donna?
Yeah, you were waiting for BT and Sal, huh?
No, I was waiting for you guys.
Oh, okay, so what do you got, Donna?
So anyway, two things. Juan Soto is going to be a Yankee. There's no doubt about it.
And he is a Yankee.
Second thing is, and he's going to stay it.
That's right.
I want to know how come the Yankees cannot do some kind of lottery for 10 tickets for us people that can't afford to pay $1,200 to $45,000 for a seat.
Well, Donna,
I have been trying to get through. And
Donna, I know that sickness. Donna, I know that stinks, and I hate, you know, the fan being kind of frozen out. But if the Yankees aren't doing a lottery, we are doing our version of a lottery. You're gonna have multiple chances to win tickets here on Friday, Donna.
I know. I'm gonna try and get.
But your chance of winning tickets here is probably better than winning tickets to a Yankee lottery, Donna.
Well, I'm gonna be there because I listen to you guys every single day because this is when I pick up my grandkids. And I love you all, the whole show, the morning, afternoon, and even the night.
I appreciate that,
but
Donna.
I am a Yankee fan, and I'm hoping that they win the World Series. I'm 70 years old. The last one I saw was with my mom and dad. They have since been gone.
Ah, sorry
but
to hear
I want
to
watch this with my grandkids now.
I love it, Donna. Let's go Yankees. And good luck on Friday winning the tickets here. 888-808-1019. Well, we will see if Evan Roberts is back from being the Walking Dead at a Hall of Fame ceremony, if Loogie's decided to join us after the Knicks have lost by 64 points. Evan is here.
Yeah.
You here, but where's Loogie?
I had to ditch him.
What?
What do you mean you had to ditch him?
I don't know if I did the wrong thing or not, but I felt like I had to ditch him.
You left your comrade?
I'm going to tell you how.
Hanging on the street?
I'm going to tell you how.
Did he miss a train?
So we go to this awesome celebration of Craig Carton, and I was very proud to be there, and I'm very proud of Craig, and... maybe a little bit later on, I'll get into a more in-depth celebration of Craig Carton.
Why are you sweating?
But why am I sweating? Because I just ran from two train stations to try to get here.
Oh, Loogie didn't want to run.
So, no, from this moment we sat down, Loogie says to me, rightfully so, Craig's not speaking last, he's speaking second. Can we leave after he speaks?
Oh.
And I said,
that's solid.
It's a great question. I don't know the answer.
What do you mean you don't know the answer?
I don't know the answer.
Just
I don't know
get up and leave.
Probably a good idea, considering the other four speeches took an hour. So after every speech, we're kind of like looking at each other. Should we leave? We just thought it was the wrong thing to do.
Okay.
So finally, the last guy goes, and I immediately grab him. I say, let's go. Let's get out of here right now. He hesitated. I get around the table saying goodbye to, you know, Oliver, the architect, and Mark Chertoff was there. And Loogie's standing there talking to everybody. And I'm like, Luke, we really got to go. And he's like, I'm like, I got to go. And I think Al Dukes had the line. He said, Evan, He only needs to be there for the Lugauer.
Wow.
So
tell Big Zoo that.
So exactly. I leave.
And that and overtime the best part is nice.
Right.
The best part is everyone took a group picture after I was gone, which is great because there's no documentation of my child outfit that I was wearing today.
That's what you wore?
Yeah, that's another story.
Why did you wear a suit? Exactly.
Because
put a tie on.
When I found
some slacks, you got shorts on, dude.
No, I don't have shorts. No, I got nice pants on.
Oh, those are pants.
The problem is, I got nice pants. I got like a Baby Gap T-shirt.
Yeah, you're wearing a T-shirt.
The problem was about 3 months ago when I heard about this event. I asked, "What's the dress?" And the architect, I think, was ribbing me. He said, "Oh, it's very casual. It's like lunch in the city. No big deal."
Oh, he set you up.
So the other guy who dressed like me was Al Dukes, but he doesn't get enough heat, rightfully so.
Right.
He's producer. I guess people don't care. So me and him look like schlubs. Everyone else looks great. Of course, Craig calls me out in the speech. No, I apologize for Evan Roberts. He still shops at Baby Gap.
Dude, you're sweating under your moves.
Because I was sprinting from Rockefeller Center to the subway and then here. I don't just sprint for Met games, folks.
Wow.
I tried to get back, which is probably not the best idea considering I've been diagnosed with bronchitis.
Yeah, bronchitis, that's what you're out with.
Well, a lot better than pneumonia, which I thought.
And right. You do sound better than you did today.
Because pneumonia is contagious, whereas bronchitis is not necessarily contagious.
Correct. I'm very drugged up right now. There's a lot of drugs in my system.
Nice.
So from that standpoint, I'm going to the bathroom every 35 seconds.
Okay. Nice.
Not great with long speeches.
What kind of drugs?
I can't even repeat the way it's pronounced.
Okay.
Was I wrong?
It's called marijuana.
So was I wrong for ditching Lugie, or did
no,
I kind of do the right
you're
thing?
You're absolutely no. right.
Lugie, as the producer, should have been pulling you out.
Lugie's slow playing it.
Well, I think Lugie was slow playing, and I understand why. I actually don't blame him. Lugie's kind of done with us, if you haven't realized. He wants to move on. He wants to do bigger and better stuff.
Gotcha.
And by the way, I support him. I know Tiki support. We're good with that. We love the guy, but we want him to be what he wants to be.
Of course.
So I think he was hobnobbing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So I don't think he did anything wrong.
It's what you have to do.
I agree. I don't think he did anything
wrong. Now, the question is this an official day for him?
Day off? Well, we'll see.
A day on. Like, is he officially here or is he officially gone?
It depends. Like, to me, I needed to get here by 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I thought it was an embarrassment after having to miss yesterday to have to miss more than an hour. So I feel like I accomplished my goal.
Yeah, you know the Yankees are in the World Series, right?
Yeah, I heard about that. I also heard that last night, besides taking a lot of drugs, there was one shot that made me feel a lot better.
And you know what that
shot was?
Broken Mikal Bridges.
First half, broken Mikal Bridges.
You got it right, though.
That's why I said first half. That was like a magic elixir. All of a sudden, by 8:45, I'm like, yes, I feel good.
We left all the bridges and Knicks meat on the bone. We didn't touch it in the first hour waiting for you and Lugie. And David Stearns, you got some answering, too, by the way. I think so.
Okay.
By the way, did you hear about your other partner?
My other partner? Well, I've got a lot of them these days. Are we talking about Tiki? We talking about Beningo? We talking about Craigie?
Tiki Barber, one of the 50 candidates for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, is the list.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
By the way, if you get in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and you're kind enough to invite me,
you're homecoming.
I promise you.
We already discussed that.
I will wear more better clothes than this.
Actually, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
that's
like
more
100,
appropriate.
It's like 100 degrees in Canton when they have
so I can go shorts and a t-shirt?
100%.
All right, cool.
100%.
So Evan will be properly dressed.
Might not bring Lugie, though.
Exactly. All right, we will reset the show with sweaty and drugged up Evan when we come back next. And remember, keep it locked here Friday, giving away tickets to see the World Series with the Yankees and the Mets. Oh, God. God bless you, Evan.
You say Yankees and the Mets?
Oh, it's Chris McMonagle overnight. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.